And a girl who works in an office and takes dictation and telephone calls and uses a typewriter is a...
Called her secretary.
And here's one. I'm not a Canadian and I'm not a Mexican. I am...
American.
We're the main Negroes in this area, aren't they?
No, there is very few. We have one in jail now.
Oh. He can't get away.
He came to put on the other night and was drinking wine and I think hair tonic, they said.
Oh my goodness.
And he was pretty wild when they caught him, and he's up in jail, but he's not on a... He doesn't live here. He's out of town.
What were they called in the early days?
Niggers.
Niggers?
And yes, and I didn't like them. He had been raised among them, and his people had, before the Civil War, had Negro slaves, and they just didn't... I don't think they thought much more of them. Dad did his cattle. I think it classed them pretty much along the same line.
Well, here's one. This is a present day term. What do you call a man who delivers the mail?
Well, mailman, usually. They don't deliver ours here. You have to go to the post office and get it. But mailman is a general thing, is what they call him, or the postman.
Was there any special term for someone who was way back in the country and didn't know anything at all? No manners?
Not until the country settled up. Then they called them hillbillies. But I never heard that expression until when we were growing up. It wasn't what a man had or how he looked, but it was just what kind of a man he was. And if he was decent and all right, well, you made a friend out of him. And if he didn't, you got to let him alone, and there was nothing said about it. He just, that's all there was to it.
That's a good way, too.
Yes, it is. There wasn't very many of that kind of people out here.
People were aware of it more, I think.
Well, I think so, too. And it was the same way about these illegitimate children. Well, I didn't know that there was such a thing, or could be such a thing, until I was a great big girl. And it just never had happened out here, and I didn't know anything about that. There's such things as that ever happened. It just didn't happen here then, but it sure does anymore.
If you were going someplace with your sister, or if she got on her horse and started off someplace and you wanted to go with her, what would you shout to her?
I'd say, wait a minute, I'm going too. That's a general thing. Just hold on a minute, I want to go along.
If you wanted to get her attention, what would you shout?
Oh, I just usually call her name. More than likely.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you found something particularly good and wanted her to look at it?
Oh, Vic, look here. And I still do.
If you wanted to know how far it was from here to, Forgan, what would you ask, or how would you?
Well, I'd just say, how many miles is from here do you think it is from here to Forgan?
Uh-huh.
Or do you know how many miles it is from here to Forgan?
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to know how far it was from you to the pile of books there, what would you ask?
How far do you suppose it is from here to those books?
If someone rings the doorbell and you can't get there at that particular instant, what would you tell him?
I usually say, wait just a minute.
I think that's pretty common all over.
Well, I believe it must be, because I've had it said to me many, many times, just a minute.
Mm-hmm.